Marriage Advice for a Better Life.
You're listening to the Sage Advice podcast, and next, I want to pose my most important question of the evening. In fact, you've been listening to our previous episodes where we talked about what depression is, what are the symptoms you need to look out for, and now we want to ask Shahnaz Doctor, who's with us, about the risk factors for depression. If this is something that can actually have a life-changing impact, then what are the risk factors? And then, of course, we're going to go further into how to arrest them or treat them. So, Shahnaz, please tell us, what are the risk factors for depression?
Yes, Inderjeet. Depression can affect anyone, even a person who appears to live in a relatively ideal circumstances. And there are several factors that can play a role in depression. One of the main factors could be biochemistry, which basically means the differences in certain chemicals in the brain that may contribute to the symptoms of depression.
Right.
Another important factor is genetics, could be genetics. So it is said that depression can run in families. If there is a family history of depression, then the chances of the person suffering from depression increases.
Right.
Having said that, let me also clarify that it is not necessary that just because there is a family history of depression, the person would definitely suffer from depression. But it obviously increases the chances of the person suffering from depression. Another important factor is the personality.
Right.
Persons with low self-esteem, who are easily overwhelmed by stress or are generally pessimistic, appear to be more likely to experience depression.
Okay.
And then there are the environmental factors, like continuous exposure to violence, neglect, abuse, or poverty may make some people more vulnerable to depressions. So in a nutshell, these are some of the risk factors that could push a person towards depression.
So I think you've covered a very wide spectrum of factors that could actually push someone toward depression. So it's very important that if you find yourself, or if you find someone in your immediate circle, someone in your circle of concern, someone who's connected with you, and you feel for that person and you know that person intimately, if you see any one of them in these kind of circumstances showing those symptoms that we've already discussed, then we need to reach out. But how do you reach out, and how is help to be extended? That means, where do you go and how do you get it treated? That's going to be our next question for Shahnaz Doctor. But for that, you got to keep listening to Sage Advice podcast, because Sage Advice is making an attempt toward helping you find a better life. We'll be back.
Subscribe to this podcast and share with all for whom you care. Sage Advice for a Better Life.